Hello and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine, where we dissect all of the best showbiz of the week. I'm Lucy Ford and I'm joined by Katie Holloway.
Hello.
And Ruby Norris.
Hiya.
So it comes out weekly every Friday, and for all the celebrity gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7 and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. But our first topic, of course, this week is I'm a Celebrity, which is finally back on our screens.
Woo-hoo. Yay!
So Ant and Dec are reunited because there was rumours that they won.
There was a lot of talk that they were getting a replacement for Ant, wasn't there?
Did you ever believe that?
No. He was definitely coming back.
They have a shared Twitter account, so I was like...
Yeah, how could you... What could you do?
I think they just have half a brain now, and it's they can't compete without the other one.
Yeah.
Maybe it is now they can't use one half of their body. Yeah. You know, it's like they have to stand on the same side.
Yeah, there's Ant side and the Dec side. Yeah.
What would Dec do?
I don't know. I mean, they joked about it. So in the first episode, they joked that he had been replaced by Hollywood.
Yeah.
I really like that they got it out the way really quickly.
They dealt with it really well.
And it was the way that they would deal with it. Yeah. Like, it's exactly how you expected. I thought it was quite fun.
Yeah. And he made another joke, didn't he? He was like, oh, where have you been all summer?
Yeah.
Sip the tea.
Yeah.
It was fun. I think it was just a classic Ant and Dec moment. Yeah. It was funny.
I feel like we've waited a really long time for an Ant and Dec scandal.
Yes.
Because they've been like the clean cut boys
Squeaky
of telly.
Squeaky clean, yeah.
So then when somewhat of a scandal hit, everyone was like, we're going to go big on this.
Yeah.
There's
a
rift. And because they were like, actually, no, it's fine.
Yeah, because it wasn't even that much of a horrendous scandal, was it?
Like,
it was
like, I have a bit of an issue
and I'm going to sort it out. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I think everyone wanted it to be like a huge and like some outlet, like media outlets wanted it to be like a massive deal. And they're just like, no, that was a weird summer, but I'm back.
Now I'm
just
here.
Like a month.
Yeah.
Summer camp at rehab.
Summer camp, yeah.
That was it.
So we have, of course, a whole new set of campmates.
Mm.
I would say that the calibre this year is not great.
Lower than last year, perhaps.
I'd say it's like celebrity adjacent.
Yeah.
As opposed to like so celebrities, like Boris Johnson's dad.
He made a comment last night, I don't know if you watched it last night, saying, I really feel like I'm among the presence of greats. And I thought, really?
Vanessa White from the
I was like, well, good on you, but you know.
I kind of love him though. I think he's coming across
pretty
well.
I quite like him.
They are funny.
Yeah.
He's a controversial character. I'm sure there's a lot of things he said in his past that I wouldn't like, but in the jungle he's been great comedy value.
Yeah, he has.
It's a bit like the Ed Ball Strictly thing where you're like, okay, I'm just going to forget about your politics for a week.
Exactly.
You're just going to entertain us.
So, yeah.
So I looked at the odds at the moment of who's odds best to win, and that's Toph.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And people are loving her.
Yeah, they really are. And I quite like Toph.
Mm. I'm in two minds about Toph.
I really like Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I think Made in Chelsea is really good at changing your perception of someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like in an episode, they can make you hate someone.
Yeah, definitely.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And I get so scared at how easily I'll hate someone.
Yeah.
I'm so like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like susceptible.
Yeah.
I'm so fickle. Basically.
Yeah.
But I feel like she's coming across quite well.
I think
considering
her
name is actually Toph.
I know.
I think she's coming across like...
So I used to watch Made in Chelsea back in the day, but I've never seen it with her on, so I had no idea. And when, obviously, in all the promos, they make her out to be the Chelsea.
Yeah.
But now she's in there. I really like her.
Doesn't she?
Yeah. I think that's the best thing. Everyone automatically assumes that a Chelsea girl's going to be really prissy. And she was just like, no, I'm going to do every task. I'm going to boss it, even if Amir screws it up for me.
He's screwing everything up. The person who's least likely to win on odds at the moment is Rebecca Vardy.
Really?
Is that fair?
I think it's just because she's kind of like a bit non, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's not a crazy wild character.
Mm.
She's not like...
There's that weird middle ground people fall into where it's like, so they're all not that famous.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out of the way. But that she's not so entertaining that doesn't matter. And she's not... So famous that
horrible.
She's got a family.
Yeah.
So she's kind of that middle ground where people
don't
really
she's not
care.
Really contro. She's just
it's
a
bit
like...
Yeah, the people who first go out of Strictly
are
in that same bracket.
Yeah, you know exactly. I think it's sad because I think like in the eating task, she was really good. She was really... People probably, again, thought she would be really like, well, I'm not going to put that in my mouth, but she went for it. So I think she'll nail any task she does. But yeah, she's just not going to stand out compared to the other ones. I have a feeling... At the moment, I thought that Shappy would be really good in the jungle as well, and I feel like she's kind of blending into the background a bit. I hope that with...
Still so early for them to stand out that way.
Yeah, that's the thing. Really. And I think they're doing like a big group task this evening, so they might stand out a bit more.
It's a massive culture shock. But, you know, like, I would find it so hard to be in the jungle.
I think I'd love it. Do you think? I really would enjoy it. Yeah.
I think I'm a Celeb is maybe the one of the only... reality shows I wouldn't go on.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Other than
Big Brother. I wouldn't do Big Brother.
No. But we were saying, this I'm a Celeb seems to be the one that people either are like, oh my God, no way, or are desperate to go. And quite a lot of big name celebrities have said they want to go on it.
Yeah.
But then when it comes around to it, you get fobbed off with...
That's how I felt about Strictly this year, where I feel like every other person is like, I'd love to go Strictly.
So why did we then get...
Boris Johnson's dad. the reason I actually kind of, as opposed to Big Brother, I like respect the celebrities that go into I'm a Celeb because I'm like, oh, the reason I wouldn't go in is because I'm too scared of bugs. I have like a massive phobia of spiders.
Oh, really? Ugh.
And obviously when you say you've got a phobia of it, they're like, throw Chuck spiders them in. At you.
Have a bath with the spiders.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why I don't think I could do it. Or maybe if I just lied about what I was scared of. Yeah.
That's the thing. So you're really scared of like really nice things.
Puppies.
I really hate puppies.
I really hate tiny puppies. Like I don't mind snakes and rats and stuff, but spiders.
Rats. The rats are my worst.
I think rats are like the best one.
No, I don't know what it is about rats. I don't know why. Because when I see them, I'm not that bothered by it. But I think it's just the tail.
Yeah.
The tail is gross.
I just think at least they have like proper little faces. You can kind of see they don't look like they want to attack you.
Yeah.
whereas like that crab thing that got Boris Johnson's dad, Stanley. In the first one, like you have no idea.
He's just Boris Johnson's dad.
You have no idea what they're going to do. The like crab. Eels, you don't know what they're going to do.
Eels are
just a rat is just like minding its own business.
Yeah. So not without controversy in our first week.
Yep.
Jack Maynard was axed slash voluntarily left.
Voluntarily left is, I think,
he did, didn't
he? Yeah, because he left to deal with the stuff. Yeah. I think he was advised to leave.
I think that was a mistake.
Oh, me
so
too.
So do I. I made it into this thing that everyone's going to be digging stuff up now.
Yeah.
And trying to get more on him.
And then you will be able to find more.
Yeah.
Because everyone's an idiot on social media.
And also, and he was, like, some of the stuff he said and did was when he was a 17-year-old teenage boy.
I mean, he's still a bit of a stupid idiot.
He's still a stupid boy.
So, like,
he's 23-year-old teenage boy. Like, he's not gonna...
Exactly.
The thing is, like, my feeling is, I think you should apologise.
Yes,
I
don't condone what
you've absolutely
done.
Yeah.
Because Stormzy had backlash this
week,
didn't he? And he apologised in a really great way, where he literally was like, I said that, and I was really ignorant.
I'm learning,
and that's not part of my vocabulary now. It unfortunately was when I was younger.
Yeah.
And that's
perfect owning
it doesn't absolve yourself of responsibility, but it doesn't, it also, like, says that it was in the past.
Acknowledge it. That it was ridiculous, but that you're a different person.
I think that now, because he didn't make enough of an impression, he's only going to be known as the guy that was axed because he made
the guy that didn't last as long as Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
Or Spencer Matthews.
Matthews.
Oh wait, did Spencer Matthews even make it into the jungle?
No, he was in the separate jungle bit, wasn't he? The separate whatever it was.
He didn't even get into the jungle, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the cabin, wasn't he?
But his was even more of a stupid reason.
So. Yeah.
I guess there'll be a state. I'm surprised because I feel like he came out of the jungle. Jack Maynard, this is. Like, I feel like he left and then also haven't heard anything from him since. So you'd think he'd leave to then do a statement.
Yeah, because you assume, like, in the way it works, his management have probably already written a statement
left.
We haven't really it is odd that it's all just gone radio silence.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like that they just didn't talk about it again after.
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it?
No one said anything.
Oh, he's gone. Bye.
Bye.
I wanted to see them. I wanted to see the moment it happened in the jungle. How good would that be?
Though. I know.
No. Wish you would.
Because I actually think that the jungle is like way more of a TV set than people.
If we actually saw that, it'd be like, oh, what?
Yeah, there's the thing that like came out a year ago that some of the rocks are papier-mâché.
Yeah.
Like, why? You're in the jungle.
And it only really occurred to me this time watching it when the food thing comes in. I was like, oh, that's not coming from the heavens. That's got to be attached to a crane somewhere.
Yeah.
So there's got to be just like some cherry picker just right in front of them, lowering it in. So
and there'll be a whole crew there as well.
And lighting, because you can't film.
Someone told me that their friend worked on I'm a Celeb and they actually went insane. Because really? You're also living in similar conditions.
Yeah, the crew must be, yeah.
So you've got a whole crew there as well.
Oh, so, do you never think 24/7. About that? I mean, I know we work at this thing, but you actually never stop and think, oh, this is not like actually...
Yeah, they don't all go home at 5:30. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll sleep in a hammock as well.
That's so funny.
Anyway, best TV around at the moment. Mm-hmm. All right, so another big thing that happened this week was that Paul Hollywood has officially split from his wife.
For the second time.
For the second time. Yeah. Asterix for the second time. Was this inevitable?
I think so.
So the backstory is Paul Hollywood cheated on his wife.
Back in 2013.
Yeah, a while ago. And they split and got back together.
Yeah. But and he lost all of his charm after that. He like, really noticeably did. On TV.
Yeah.
I remember him being like, ooh, Paul Hollywood's kind of cool. Now I'm like, ugh.
You can go from Silver Fox to, like, sleazy pig.
Yeah. Really quickly, yeah. So fine line, isn't there? There's a fine line.
And I don't know what it is that he's done, but even watching him this series on Bake Off, I was like, oh, I wish that you
He's trying to creep up a bit, though, this
He has.
Series.
Yeah. He really has.
He was throwing out those handshakes. Yeah. Like, no, tomorrow. And that really
Slutty
annoyed
handshakes.
Me.
He's the real handshake. Slut with his handshake.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, obviously, a lot of people have pointed to the pictures that he... It was like supposedly kissing Candice.
This is a bit ridiculous, but, I think.
That was just an angle, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were just kissing each other goodbye or something, weren't they?
I mean, it did. He was like cupping her head.
Yeah, but that's just him.
I feel like that's just
Paul Hollywood.
Exactly. Inappropriate Paul Hollywood touching. I feel like he's not one to like read a room.
I'm going to go in and like.
This is the thing. I think those rumors are completely unfounded, but I do think it slightly kind of just shows you his kind of behavior. You know that that's not going to be. The only woman he kisses goodbye like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's good for Alex Hollywood, who is also a chef, apparently.
Oh.
I think she should break free,
take
that money,
and
run.
Like, beat him on the bestseller list and start her own.
Maybe she should do Bake Off on the BBC.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Oh my God, she should team up with Mary Berry.
Scorned women.
You can take that BBC. That's our idea.
Exactly. Do you think he'll date a celebrity?
I think he'll try.
Who would?
He's always at the NTA.
Yeah, he's a hanger-oner at the end of the after-show party.
Just still dancing.
Still there.
It's so depressing, isn't it? Like, so the woman that he cheated with in 2013 was like so young. She's like in her 20s, wasn't she?
She was, I think she was about 12 years younger than him.
Oh, was she? I thought she was
really young. No, she was. Yeah. And she was, it was on like the US version of Bake Off.
Yeah.
She was a chef as well.
It's just so annoying for your wife. Like, oh, you had to cheat on me and you also had to cheat on me with someone younger.
Well, there have been rumors of him. There's been rumors of an affair with a girl who's 25. So,
that's what I've mixed up with. Yeah.
And she is also a baker. Apparently, that's all he dates. Yeah, you have to be able to cook.
That's his type.
Yeah.
Good with dough. Yeah, well, Alex Hollywood. I will say I had not heard of Alex Hollywood.
No.
It was always just Paul Hollywood's wife.
But no longer.
I want it to be her and Ewan McGregor's wife, who's now... like scorned.
Yeah.
I want them to just like have a show together.
The First Wives Club.
Yeah.
First Wives Baking Club.
Oh, the First Wives Club is my favourite movie of all time, and they need to redo it.
They can redo it with Alex Hollywood and Mrs. McGregor.
Eve McGregor.
That's the one.
All right, so the third thing that we've been obsessed with this week is Tamara's World, which is the reality TV show about the amazing life of Tamara Eccleston. Mm-hmm. She got quite a lot of backlash for this.
She did.
After the first episode.
And do you know what? I'm just going to dive straight in. I really like her. I get why there's backlash.
Because
whenever there's a rich person who... And she has a really lavish home. Yeah. This is the thing. She's just unashamed, basically.
Yeah, she's got a great life.
When you live in London, you realise how much of a premium space is. And that you're like, you can't fit anything like big in London now.
Yeah.
And then you see pictures of her Kensington mansion. And you're like, how is that in the middle of a city?
It has 57 rooms.
Oh my God.
And costs something like 45 million.
Oh,
she has 50 staff in the house.
45 million isn't even a dent in her.
Exactly.
You know,
billions.
She could pay that without a mortgage.
Yeah.
That's but
cash,
depressing.
A cash buyer.
Cash buy.
Yeah. 45 mil.
Oh, wow. The real estate agent is like, yes!
Commission.
Singing from the rooftops.
Yeah, I just think she's... So, like, the question we were all talking about is, if you were as rich as her, like, wouldn't you be like that as well?
Happy, yeah.
Absolutely.
She's just definitely happy. She's extravagant in a way, but not... I don't know. I don't think she's garish with it. She's just like she's buys the things she likes.
A soft playpen for Fifi. That's like over the top, is it?
Yeah. It's also what's within your means, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing.
I think people like to judge because you like to imagine how you would feel if tomorrow you woke up and had billions and you would be like, oh, well, no, I'd still like bring my own money
to work.
Still go to work. Like, but the reality is she's been brought up this way.
Yeah, exactly. She's lived like that her whole life.
Why would she ever then all of a sudden live in like a flat share?
Yeah.
In zone 3. You know what I mean?
And she just wants to spoil little Fifi, who is definitely the breakout star of the show.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Crazy. But as you would be if you were 3 and you lived in a mansion.
This at your fingertips, like all this
No.
She's like a children's book about in your house.
There should be. Oh, there probably is.
Like Eloise, you know, the one who lived in the hotel? Do you ever read this
book? No. What?
Eloise at the Plaza. It was like a book of a girl who lived at the Plaza and she had this like amazing life. And I feel like that's...
And she was real.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
think so.
I see. I thought it was like
there probably is someone like that.
Yeah,
not somewhere.
It's Fifi.
Fifi of the Kensington Mansion.
Yeah.
I don't think. Well, I say that I wouldn't want to be a billionaire. Of course, I would want to be a billionaire. But do I want to be a billionaire?
I think it would be hard if you suddenly were a billionaire tomorrow, having lived your whole life like this, not a billionaire.
No eyeglass. I think I'd like to have like a steady. I've thought about this before, you know, when you think about like your 3 wishes from a genie.
Yeah.
I think I'd like, I wouldn't want to be super rich, but I think I'd like to have like a set amount of money coming into my bank account every year.
Like a dowry.
Like, like £100,000 a year, which is enough to like make
just
me
live
comfortable,
life,
but not to be like
tax free though.
Silly. Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not getting 100.
Otherwise, it's like 30,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I mean, I would not say no to being a billionaire.
Yeah. I mean, if Tamara Eccleston was like taking on interns, I wouldn't mind going there for a summer or something.
Yeah,
You wouldn't even get under
internship.
Her feet because they're 57 rooms.
Yeah, well, apparently, she. So we do actually have an interview, an exclusive interview with her in the magazine this week, and they only use 3 of the rooms apparently because they just don't really need to. Don't need the other rooms.
I think the moral of this story is that we could be squatting in her.
Yeah, and she'd never know.
She'd never know.
Yeah, exactly.
See you in Kensington.
I don't think
girl.
She'd mind if you were nice to her. I don't think she'd mind.
Yeah.
So another exclusive interview we have this week is with the hot felon. I actually don't know his name. I only know him as hot felon.
Jeremy Meeks.
Jeremy Meeks. I didn't know that, but I'm like, who is hot felon?
I know, he's just known as hot felon.
Yeah, he is.
Because he has exploded into our lives in such a bizarre way in that everyone knows him because he was the hot felon, obviously. And now he's dating Chloe Greene, which I just think is so bizarre. Yeah. Again, because I love Maid in Chelsea. I know that she's the heiress to Topshop, but she was also on Maid in Chelsea for a
briefly,
while.
Briefly, yeah.
And didn't she date Ollie Locke?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
she hasn't got a type, has she?
No.
So what did he say in this interview? Because they are just probably one of the most bizarre celebrity couples.
Yeah.
Celebrity, I say, in huge air quotes as well.
So he talks about how they met and that he had no idea who she was. Mm. And she was just Chloe.
Chloe, and she's still Chloe.
Yeah, and that they met at some show busy party.
Yeah.
Which, why is he invited to this? Like,
he's a hot felon.
Because he's just like an internet star now.
Well, he's basically a criminal.
So
forget.
But he's earned so much money from modelling.
Yeah.
Like insane amount.
Whoever is his manager is so smart.
Yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, so they...
The internet is his manager. We're the ones that got him there.
We did this.
It was a group effort. Yeah. We all need a cut of his commission.
But yeah, so they've been loved up ever since, basically. He didn't know she had billions, but now that he does know, he doesn't use those billions.
No.
He says that he kind of lives off his own money, which, as we were saying, he's probably earning quite a bit, but I'm not so sure.
Yeah.
It's such a weird one because she's not so recognisable that you definitely would know who she was if she came and talked to you at a party.
This is why, so maybe
it's not like
she's
Angelina Jolie.
No, exactly. True. So maybe he didn't know who she was.
And then...
Then he discovered
And then
she
he, like, stalked her online.
Yeah. And then he was very...
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it would have been pretty
there'd
quick
been an
into
instant,
the relationship
yeah,
that he would know.
Yeah, there'd been an attraction and then he probably would have found out a bit more.
Yeah. It'd been going on for a fair amount of time.
Well, as we were just reading in the interview, he has given her what he's called a promise ring, which she is wearing on her engagement finger.
I really don't understand promise rings because
they seem to be coming back.
Yeah. It's a promise ring that would promise I'll be
get
engaged
married,
to you one day.
But I'm not going to get engaged.
But
now.
Well, if that's already a promise, why don't you just get engaged?
But it's like if I do break up with you, then I'm not as bad as if
I'm not ending an engagement. Yeah.
Someone at my school did that, and it was like,
oh
oh, we promised to get engaged after uni. It's like, why don't you just get engaged before? Yeah. Or like, I don't understand why.
But it isn't, who's the other one? Brooklyn Beckham's given Chloe.
All people who've been in relationships for 3 minutes.
Approximately three
minutes. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, that would be a wedding I would like to see.
What, Chloe and Hot Felon?
Oh, the Hot Felon and Chloe.
Oh, yeah, Chloe. There's too many Chloes.
There's too many Chloes.
I mean, both the Beckham and the Hot Felon. Yeah. But that would be, I mean, I wonder what her dad does think of it. Like, what does the family.
I feel like he's got a lot on his plate.
I don't think he really cares. Yeah, like, oh, do what you want, Chloe.
I feel like he's just on a boat somewhere away from the world. Plotting. And he's like, you just do what you want.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them.
Yeah.
I like to imagine the best in people.
And the most thing is the Hot Felon's ex-wife was spotted strolling down the park with Theo Campbell from Love Island. Another bizarre relationship to pop out of the saga.
I forgot his name the minute I heard it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that is irrelevant.
Blink and you'll miss it.
And
Love
the
Island.
Photos were the most staged photos that have ever been seen.
How did they even cross paths? At least Hot Felon and Chloe, you're like, okay, I know how you ended up in a room together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Theo Campbell
and from Hot Felon's wife. Yeah, like her trying to push that as celebrity, that's a bit far.
Yeah. Maybe he tricked her.
She'll be on I'm a Celeb next year.
Yeah.
They both probably.
Okay, and finally, what we've been obsessed with this week, Katie Price and Peter Andre's kids are set to become the face of McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So I haven't heard anything about this, but I love
it. Great story.
This will hopefully be in next week's Heat to get a bit more information. But what we've heard is that they've signed a six-figure deal to be the face. So this will be Princess and Junior, so they're Katie
the big two.
And Peter's kids, have signed the face to signed up to be the face of Happy Meal. And this has been done before, like Justin Timberlake did stuff for McDonald's before. So there's been big names.
I'm loving it.
But, I suppose Happy Meal had their own, like.
I know, I'm not really sure. Campaign, yeah. I don't really know what this would entail, whether it would be like TV adverts, whether they'd literally have their faces on the boxes.
Maybe getting Happy Meal,
tiny toys. Yeah. But Katie Price herself has tweeted saying, she tweeted at McDonald's viciously saying that she's doesn't know anything about this, and that as the children's mother, she'd like someone to contact her. So,
which to me screams publicity.
Yeah,
not just like she did.
We know that Katie is happy to do pretty much anything for.
I agree. She likes to make a song and dance about it as well. Before,
I just feel like Happy Meals don't need any PR.
I agree. They're so great on their own.
They know, everyone knows what they are.
No,
everyone loves
with
them.
Happy Meal.
Yeah. Why do we need to like up the advert on it?
I don't know. I don't think the kids are going to see other kids and be like, oh, I definitely want one now.
A Junior and Princess like the cool kids for kids. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
I used to love Aaron Carter when I was younger because he was like a cool kid that was the same age as
but
me.
But he'd actually done something. Though.
Yeah.
They just exist.
Although they have been kind of pushed on at least Katie Price's social media.
Yeah,
as like, absolutely.
Like Princess and her extensions and full face of makeup.
Is it extensions?
Stuff. Oh, she's had extensions in before. I don't think she wears them constantly. Oh, it's God. I think well
little
when it was growing.
Yeah. And she's got long hair now. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and Junior is just like. Junior, he goes on the loose swim with her quite a lot, doesn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, little dance. And
so, I mean, it seems
parades about.
It seems unbelievable that Peter Andre would go behind her back to do something like this. I don't
and
think
also, very
really
un-Peter Andre to put his kids on the face of a
Peter
Andre
campaign. Has done an absolutely incredible job of rebranding himself.
Yeah,
in that he went from he was just as much in the tabloids when they split up as Katie was.
Yeah,
and then he's come out as like. Mr. Amazing Dad of the normal wife, wholesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just
living a
kids.
Normal life,
And then she's come out of, as the crazy one.
Yep.
Whereas they both, for a while, were like
they seem to be
tabloid
like,
hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter knew when to bow out, so I find that would be weird if he was doing it behind her back.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe even she's after like a Burger King deal, and this is all a big strike.
Yeah, it's a ploy.
At Burger King, not McDonald's.
God damn it!
I mean, as celebrity parents with their kids go. That's a really odd one.
But it does make you want a McDonald's now, so.
It's true.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Might go on the way home. Once
a wrap
recording.
She's managed it.
Why? okay, well, that is it from We're Obsessed With this week. Just to explain again, it comes out every week, every Friday. For all the celeb gossip you could ever want, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is on 24/7, and you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news. Bye.
Bye. Bye.